It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. On Tuesday, child care providers and advocates from around Wisconsin gathered on the steps of the state capitol to rally for state funding.
The event kicked off with Madison's Raging Grannies singing what they called the Affordable Child Care Chant. Here's some of that protest song, courtesy of Wisconsin Eye.
Quality child care, affordable child care is what we need, is what we need. And decent pay for teachers, decent pay for teachers. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
All right.
Child care centers around the state closed their doors on Monday as part of a national day without child care, and some are still closed as child care leaders continue to protest at the Capitol.
This comes on the heels of the Republican-led Joint Finance Committee removing hundreds of items from Governor Evers' budget proposal, including a continuation of pandemic-era child care counts funding.
Joining us now is Brooke Legler, who runs the Growing Tree Child Care Center in New Glarus. She's co-founder of the group Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed. Brooke, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you for having me.
You shut down operations at the Growing Tree this week as part of the state capitol protest and advocacy. What effect is that having on your families?
It's having a significant effect, not only the inconvenience of not having childcare and trying to hustle around and still work this week and find alternative care, but also the impending of not knowing what's going to happen. My parents are aware of the cuts. We do a lot of advocacy together, and they know that without the funding, tuition rates will increase, and they also are aware that we already have rooms that sit empty, so increasing the tuition doesn't necessarily mean I'll still be able to stay open, because we don't know if the community has enough essentially wealthy people to take on supporting the entire center.
So you have 54 children now. You have room for 100. Why are these rooms dark? Why do you have so many open spots?
The rooms are empty because of the lack of teachers. The lack of teachers is because of the low wages. The low wages are because we can't actually charge parents what the true cost of care is. We can only charge what our community can afford. And that equates to the low wages. So the average wages in Wisconsin right now is $13. Prior to the pandemic, the ARPA funds, it was $10.66 an hour. So that's with the lack of the funds, with them ending and it being cut in the budget, we're essentially asking to remain at $13 an hour is what we're asking for. And that is still not enough to make a living wage to support yourself, let alone a family on that.
So child care center leaders are converging on Madison this week, bringing their message of what you're just talking about. What are your demands of the legislature at this point?
Well, last week they completely removed it from the budget, and there was
the governor's budget.
Yes, the governor's proposed budget, sorry. And there was not a conversation prior to this. There is not a plan in place. It's very irresponsible legislation to remove that when that is the only thing our state would be providing. Child care is not a line item on the state budget. So for that to happen, it's a lot of uncertainty now because, again, are we going to cut the teachers' wages back down to $10 or increase the cost? So we are requesting that the legislation put that back into the budget because, again, we can't operate like that. And I think if it were any other like business field, they would have been more respectful and not just cut it without a conversation. The problem also is that we don't have lobbyists. We don't have money. We can barely get them to meet with us. And for them to essentially say like they're going back to base, early child care doesn't have a base. We don't have a foundation to work from. They cut everything from us.
We're talking about the funding of child care centers here in Wisconsin. Some centers closed their doors on Monday as part of a national day without child care, and centers continue to advocate at the state capitol for funding in the new state budget to stay afloat. Brooke Legler is here, runs the Growing Tree Child Care Center in New Glarus, and co-founded a group called Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed. this money, this $480 million that was in Governor Evers' proposal to keep the Child Care Counts program funded for the next 2 years, if that subsidy doesn't make it into the state budget for child care centers, what does that mean for your center in New Glarus?
It's uncertain. The tuition, I can try to increase the tuition, but it's already expensive. You know, a lot of families are paying, you know, upwards of 40% of their household income just on childcare. They're making decisions of whether they can afford groceries or go to the doctor or pay childcare, or even if they can work, if it's more feasible for a parent to stay home. And that's kind of why we're seeing a lack of workforce. So I will most likely try to raise the rates and see how many children, how many families can afford that. And if there's not enough, we would have to close. And there, if this doesn't get done, there will be a lot of closures come September.
The leaders of the Joint Finance Committee have said that parents are the ones who should be seeing this taxpayer money and making decisions for their own family accordingly. How do you respond to that?
Well, the thing is that the child care crisis has been an issue for many years. It was a crisis even before the pandemic. Over the last decade, there's been a 30% decrease in providers across the state, and that's a lot of business closures. So I understand where they might be coming from, wanting parents to, but they also haven't created any system then to help those parents. Last year, the only thing we saw coming from those same legislators is a tax credit, which equated for the average $650 a year. And that for some families with two children, that doesn't even pay a week. So that clearly is not going to do anything. And the other legislation they had proposed was deregulation, and that would be allowing more children per teacher. So those same teachers that are making $13 an hour basically give them more work. That's not going to do anything. That's a faster way to lose teachers. And lowering the age of teachers, and that lowers quality. We've already seen other states that have tried deregulating, and what it's actually done is increased our insurance for many of us. My insurance went up 20% this year because we know when we deregulate that we are we're removing the safety guardrails for a lot, and it's a higher liability. So our insurance is already going up. And that was something that the Republican body proposed for Wisconsin to do, and it did not pass. We fought hard to prevent that from happening.
What are your meetings like with lawmakers now, who you have been able to talk with? Are they listening, or what are those discussions like? What are those exchanges like?
It's very difficult. My senator representative is Senator Markline, who is the co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, and he will not come to my program. He will not meet one-on-one with me. I've been to his office many of times trying to set up. We are there all week. We're trying to get him to stop by, you know, walk 2 minutes down to where we are set up at the Capitol, and it is not happening. On Monday, Senator Markline proposed legislation that would encourage businesses to pay for slots or provide childcare. And I don't know about you, but, you know, WPR probably doesn't want a childcare business within the radio station. It's not feasible or doable. And I don't see how businesses could even pay for spots and decide, well, this employee, we're going to spend $15,000 a year to buy a spot. So that legislation is very disingenuous. And I think it's actually just a game to say, like, oh, I do support childcare. I propose this bill. It didn't pass, because that is a lot of the rhetoric that we hear when my parents are calling Senator Markline or the other co-chair, Representative Bourne. They are being told that both of them do support child care. Bourne is telling constituents that Wisconsin legislation puts $1 billion in child care, and that is absolutely false. So for him to make those comments along with Markline, I question whether or not they understand the budget. And if they don't, that's a problem where they probably shouldn't be in that position, or they are definitely misleading their constituents. And that's also a problem. So I'm not sure which they want to be, like not knowing how to do their job or lying to their constituents, basically, because what they're saying is absolutely false. And I really would like that to stop, because it affects our voting systems when we don't have accurate information.
The $480 million aside, what legislation would work? What else would you like to see state lawmakers do in this moment that legislatively?
Right. Well, we don't have to create our own thing. We can look at what some other states have been doing, and some have been very successful. For example, Vermont has done a payroll tax of 0.5%, and the businesses in Vermont are overwhelmingly very happy with it, because they are finally, they are getting a workforce. They passed it in April, implemented it in July, and since then, Vermont has increased 1,000 child care spots, and that's significant, especially considering the size of Vermont compared to Wisconsin.
So this is a business payroll tax?
Yes, it's a business payroll tax, which is much more of an equitable system, because it's everybody. It's nonprofit, it's profit. You pay a payroll tax, and that is increasing their workforce, increasing the spots, and the funding is going to help the wages in Vermont. And so it's working. They've increased the wages, which increases, when you increase the wages of the teachers, you affect the quality and the accessibility. And they're doing that exactly, and it is successful for them. And so it's not like we have to create a whole new thing. Like a lot of legislators, they'll propose something, and they'll even say, like, I know this isn't the silver bullet for this, the magic bullet. And to me, that shouldn't be okay to say like that. That's your job, is mm-hmm. to come up with plans. Don't propose something if it's not going to work, especially when we do have examples of legislation that does work.
Brooke, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate the awareness that you're bringing to the situation.
Brooke Legler is operator of the Growing Tree Child Care Center in New Glarus, co-founder of Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed. She's been at the state capitol this week advocating for funding for child care centers around Wisconsin and to be included in the next state budget.